Okay, good evening. It's before Shavuos, and therefore it felt to be appropriate to learn something in the Ramchal Degei Shavuos. He sent out an email with the piece to learn. It's a piece in Das Tvunis, deep in Das Tvunis, actually kind of toward more towards the end of Das Tvunis, but upon the piece stands on its own, and it doesn't really need more than this piece itself. Just that we can cover it. This piece in the numbering system used in Das Tvunis, this is a piece that is part of a very long piece of Kuf Nun Ches, and which has to do with being Mekabakash Barsash Bars. I guess if you want to give a title to it, is in Matan Torah itself, you had Matan Torah. And you had the coming to Har Sinai. Coming to Har Sinai in itself was an extraordinary event, and really what's celebrated is the coming to Har Sinai. Let's try to understand a little bit what that's about. But just on the Das Oid, She'afal pi she'Yisrael ko muchanei mitzar atzun nesa baris yisparach, Klal Yisrael themselves have a achana to Ruchnius. And something about their genetic composition, because Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on, they are ready for that. V'gam hem polim ba'atzma shloi bechreach klal, moshe be'arnu. They themselves would do mitzvahs even if they were not forced. In other words, like you have the Avos. The Avos were not mitzvah v'oseh, and they did it. So the tzivui is not necessary in order to get Klal Yisrael to do the mitzvah. Omnom, koyach ha'avoda atzma einu nitin lahem al miyodei yisbarach. The koyach to do avoda is given by Hashem. V'zeh ma shenosam b'shas matan Torah, u'ma shemekayim echad she'ech v'chatomit. So let's understand this a little bit. We tend to think of avodas Hashem as being something that it's good for us. It has to do with our shleimus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a list of what's healthy for us, what's good for us, and we do it. That's a very incomplete picture of what it's about. The real avodas Hashem is acting in a certain sense as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person does not necessarily have that, a person does not have that ability. Let's take a simple example. In order for a person to be a lawyer for somebody, the person needs to know law, he needs to have a degree, a license, etc. He also needs to be empowered by the person and to have a power of attorney, a power of representation. That's an important piece that's needed, because without that, the person is can't represent him. Avodas Hashem has to do about doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shlichus nebriya and being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agent nebriya. And if a person does not have that, if a person doesn't have the appointment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he doesn't, I mean, he can do mitzvahs. You can eat matzah whether there's a mitzvah or not, but it doesn't have the ability to accomplish in the bria what he's supposed to accomplish. V'zeh ma she'nosam b'shas matan Torah, u'ma she'mekayim chatzer ve'er tomit. In matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh us to do these things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed us. The word tzivui, it's interesting in Lashon Kodesh. We think we well the common word is a command. It also means what's the right word for it? An attachment. In the word letzavos, tzadik vav tav means to be a companion. Letzavos lezeh means that he should be a he should be a a companion to the other person. In modern Hebrew, a tsevet is a team, a crew. So the word mitzvah tseves is something that is a chibur, and when a person does a ma'isa mitzvah, he is being mischaber to the bria as a whole. The person is being mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, ki adam betirsha inna hefesh shebein mitzvah vayseh shebein mitzvah vayseh. That's a difference between somebody who's mitzvah vayseh, somebody who's not mitzvah vayseh. Ki adam hamitzvah yesh koach biyado masman isbarach sheitakem b'maiseh kritzach bebriya. A person who's a mitzvah has the power. He's empowered to do these tikkunim. Masha'ena kain. So he's saying over here there is the being a mitzvah va'isa means I've been appointed to do something. Every mitzvah, besides what it helps a person do, and besides the fact that Hashem says He wants you to do it, also has a dimension of doing something and perfecting the bria. And doing something perfect in the Bria, a person needs to be an agent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'raya l'dava ha-kehuna, sha-koyen ha-oivid mesakin kol ha-olam, v'zoh sha-v'chil chay misa. Says, take a look. A koyen who does avayda, wow, what a good thing, what an important thing. A zar, since he wasn't given permission to do, is makes a chorban. Look at Nadav Avihu. You know, it was Keteres Zara Shalitzu Vesi. If they were not told to do it, then they bring a chorban to the world. Le Oidi says, Ela Shakoyin Atzmai Shavad Blei Begodim Ei Kazar. A Koyin without Begodim is like a Zar. Ka'koyil Tolu Bekoyach Elyon Chorban Ad Malka Shem Tzuv Levat. Let me just add one more knage to this point over here. The reason why there's a difference between why this applies specifically in Avoda, because Avodas HaMishkan is called Lechem Ishai. All the other of mitzvahs are related to the person also. So wearing Talzin Tefillin is a certain ticket for myself. And b'meila, I could do that whether I'm mitzvah or not. It's godla mitzvah, but lemaisa, there's a part that makes sense to me. Kahuna is all about doing something for a Kadosh Baruch Hu kabiyachol, which is the tikkun abriya. If you haven't been appointed, you're not accomplishing. This is, by the way, another pshat in godla mitzvah va'isa, in mishayna mitzvah va'isa. So the word gadol can mean bigger in the sense that his maisim have a broader sweep of accomplishment. His maisim, when something is bigger, means it includes more. So when I'm doing a maisa and I am not a mitzvah, at best I affect myself. When I do something as a mitzvah, I affect the entire world, everything comes round. So, Godla mitzvah is because the mitzvah is his hekif, his compass is a lot bigger. Omnam lo yinasin akoyach hazeh el mishu mucham etzaratz melekabloi ki lo yinasin loyla behemes vegam loyla malachim el meyisrael shakoyach hazeh metchila. Now, this could not have been given. This is not to take away from the Cheshivas of Klal Yisrael that they're roi for it. So let's go back to our marshal with the lawyer. If a lawyer is a fully accredited lawyer, he finished law school, took the bar, he passed the bar, he's a member of the bar, but he hasn't been appointed somebody's lawyer, he can't act as a lawyer on his behalf. And if he does, it's fraud. On the other hand, if I appoint somebody and he's not empowered by the state, he's not a member of the Bar Association or whatever it is, then he's not, then he also can't do it. In other words, there's nothing to be chal on. I mean, it's in a certain sense less than that. So you have two daggers. Klal Yisrael had the potential to become this type of person. When they were given Torah and Sinai, then they were appointed to do it. In Sinai, they became mitzvim vayisim. V'tiri, ki zeh ma she'asa Adonai Baruch Hu Yisrael behar Sinai. Shehini lenosnem shama Torah kula b'mayim rahu, avol hoysa achonim kolosra v'yis ha-mitzvahs. Because hishalem tchilo kol ha'iturim v'amayles rin l'odom, ha'osu l'avadis Yitzroi, So he says the in Har Sinai we didn't receive so much the Torah. I mean the Torah was given to us much later, and the Torah was included in a mini form in Aseres HaDibros, but we really had to wait for we had to wait for the Torah to be given to us from Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on, and the Torah was given as Megillas, or they were given at the end. So we didn't really receive the Torah. What we received was the ability to be Mekabel the Torah. What we received was the Hachanis needed. And he adds over here. He gave them whatever is needed for a person to be able to So the word v'kerev Torah means he made us into a people that are his people. We became his people, Shluch Rachmana, Klapir Bria. So Har Sinai is the Shlemus. Now, I think Merumas in his words is both Shlemus happened in Har Sinai. One is, if they had Chesreinus, that did not allow her to be chal, they went away. It Chazal's lashon for that is paskazu masan. Chazal's lashon for that is nisrapi kol amumin. There was something that happened that allowed, you know, in other words, it was possible for a chalois of it was possible that there would be a chalois of tzibui, and naturally, there was a tzivri up there. So we have both being meichen them, and also, and this is what he says over here. V'chein ma shanoim b'chol yom yigal shagrado v'idbikom elo ba'avosei v'oz noslem t'chila ha'koyach lishma kol mitzvayiso v'shema'aseyem ba'voidoso yasu ha'priyatoy v'amtsav takin ha'briya. And now, by becoming mitzuvim, they now have the ability to misakin into ha'briya. So now Klal Yisrael became an ummah that had a certain destiny to it. In other words, let's when you have the there's a famous Maral. The Maral says, "Why does Masechta Beitza start?" Why does Shabbos start with Hoytzar? L'chura, it seems to us kind of strange that of all the malachas, Hoytzar is the one that's chosen. It doesn't seem to us a terribly important malacha, and it is in many, I find a weaker malacha. It's not so typical of other malachas. So what exactly is it? So the Maral says as following. That whenever you want to define something, you need to define it by by its gevulos. And the gevulos are there, in its in the contrast to the closest rather than to the furthest. If I ask somebody, I mention somebody, such a bacher is the mitzuyan of the yeshiva, and he'll ask me, well, what makes him mitzuyan yeshiva? I'll say he learns shtak, he davens well, he's good midas, and so on. So if the chord implication is nobody else does that, because if everyone does that, how am I defining with that? If I tell you that he's the only bacha that learned the whole Seder, finished Mishnayos, finished Shas, whatever it is, then I've defined the person's yichud. And that's a definition, is when I cut out the boundaries sharply, clearly. So the Gemara says, Shabbos, Yontif needs to define it. Shabbos needs to define itself vis-a-vis Yontif. Yontif is also a Shabbos of sorts. So Masechta Shabbos in Moed, when you're defining Shabbos vis-a-vis the Mo'adim, what's unique about Shabbos? The answer is Hitzah, because there's no Hitzah in Yontif. So B'meila, when I speak about Hitzah, I've defined something very, very clear about Shabbos. Kolzman, before Matan Torah, everybody in the world had no mission specifically. Everybody in the world could look and introspect in Shemayim and be oimer on the emes, like Avraham Avinu, like Yitzchak, like Yaakov. Anyone could do it. We happen to have a lot of people that did it. We had the largest share of tzaddikim who related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, that's wonderful, but you can't say that defines us as an ummah. It's all nations have all nations are a all nations have the same potentials we have. All nations are ruchniistic. Potentially ruchnistic people. Some nations have more, some nations less, but I can't say that that defines Klal Yisrael. With Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said to Klal Yisrael, you have now become a Mamlechas Kohanim and a Goy Kaddish. So there's a definition of Klal Yisrael. And that Kirva to Har Sinai gave us a definition that now defines it vis-a-vis other umasayilam. And that's why it says, Mashal Sinai is Shom Yoda Sina Lo'ilam. The Sina is because it defines us. For the first time, we have a definition vis-a-vis other nations. We're not going to, they're not. Everyone else can become a very spiritual person, do a lot of spiritual mitzvahs. He can't become part of the next kind of Kaddish. So he said, From that point onwards, Klal Yisrael became distinct from other nations, and they got this kayach to keep all the mitzvahs. The sagbim kol abriya kula k'mayshi be'ayinu. Now, there's another knach over here also that I think is important to note. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates a tachlis for something, automatically that thing itself has the koyach to do it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made horses to run, then horses can run, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them for. So to speak, the tachlis itself is an empowerment of it. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those mitzvahs means we have the ability to do it. First of all, you find that the Marshal Torah says that Divrei Torah ek neitzahara, the Marshal by Ifas Torah, the Torah knew that we couldn't, it's too strong of the Yetzahara, so the Torah did not give us the mitzvah. So one way of evaluating the statement is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask of us the impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask of us to do what's impossible. So Bal Karchach, whatever mitzvahs we give him that we have to do, it must be we can do. There's a deeper nekuda. The Dvar Hashem is a metzias, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's Yehi Oyer or Kaber Savich V'Simecha. Kaber Savich V'Simecha, it might be written as a tzivui, but it's a metzias. And it means that Kibud Av V'Eim is as possible, it's something which is possible to do. And those few mitzvahs that we can't do, it says clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell us to do. The one exception is interesting, and something that, one sometimes is, it says Ben Sarimura, Lehoya of Lenivra, Velenet Nela, it's given to be to Droish Vikabaschar. So how do we understand that? Now that's something that needs a hezbo. I don't want to, there are a few possible ways to go with it. But I'll compare it, but it does seem to us extremely right to say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave, then the tzivri itself gives us that koyach. The tzivri itself is a mitzias, not different than the mitzias of Bria Solo. This process, even though it makes no difference whether we do averis or mitzvahs, we're punished for averis, and there's a lot of what's the right word for it? A lot of reaction, a lot of pushback when we do averis chas v'shalom. But we never stop being the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can do it. That's part of who we are, and that's part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. And this is and this is something that's mischadish kol yoy. I want to so he brings a pasuk. Ayim azeni yisla am. It's fascinating that we mekabel malchus shemayim every day, twice a day. Chazal gave him a sakin for us, brachas lefaneo, both in morning and at night. The two brachas lefaneo, the first one deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's magnificent Bria, and the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Bria. The second bracha deals with the choosing of Kal Yisrael. And the question is, I understand the first one makes a lot of sense. Before Kal Yisrael, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So where does the second bracha come in? And the answer is, if we wouldn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's empowerment of us is tamid, then a person could not possibly be mekabel olam hashamayim tamid. To become olam hashamayim is not just, I declare my faith. Mekabel olam hashamayim means I am willing to act as an agent. An ol is a yoke. It's not a burden, it's a yoke. And you put it on top of somebody who, some animal or person who is going to pull that harness, going to pull that yoke. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it on us and we pull it. for us to be mekabel that oil requires us to understand that we are now capable of being mekabel that oil. It's not just that we're game for it, we agree to it. If there wouldn't be an ongoing tzivui Hashem, that we're am Hashem, or it's our Hashem and we're one Hashem, then there wouldn't be any possibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us of us being mekabel Olam Shemayim every day. It's only because they have both parts. That's why we say Avarab and Avsoilam, and that's what it means. Avsoilam means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a gift for life that we are a mishubit, that we have the ability and we have the tzivu on us. We have the charge and the ability to take it on a permanent level. Kikol Hashem Hashem is chayisol d'vayyoyim v'yoyim v'adav v'b'itoy. One had one more nekuda here. It's something that, why does it have to be each day? Why does it have to be every single day? What's the point of that? When we say v'chayish v'yoyim tamid, what's the point of that? So the answer is like this. I mean, and this point of being mechadish kol hayom tamid, we say both about the Bria and the way he explains it, the Ramchal, we say it about the Bechir of Kali, so also that it's tamid. What's the point? The answer is anything that is tamid because of its nature is menuter from the Bechir. If I say that the world, so if I make a table, famous Moshe Rav Shachaim, if I build a table, then the table will stand even after I leave it. Because my input to this table wasn't the essence of the table, it was the mikra. I took these boards, I nailed it together, I glued something underneath it, and so on. So there, my input was just a chibur of things that existed. In Bria's Olam, Yesh Mayim means that the world is Ratzon Hashem. And if it is Ratzon Hashem, it's not because Yitzchak HaKadosh wanted it and he forgot about it. If something is the Ratzon Hashem, it needs to be now in order to exist. Things that are off HaKadosh Baruch Hu's radar screen do not exist. And therefore, Baal Korchach, the Bria is always in the Matzah of Chiddush. In Ruchnis, it's the same thing. If Ruchnis was simply a way for us to feel chashev, to develop ourselves to be chashev, then even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to, so to speak, step away, then we could still be mamshich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left a system in the Bria where we could become better people, nicer people, eschar maybe, and that's how it works. But when we're talking about Lamashal, being empowered to act on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Lamashal, let's go back to Lamashal being a lawyer, of a power of attorney for somebody. The reason I can act on your behalf now is not because a year ago you gave me power of attorney and then you kind of forgot about it. It's because, even if the case was that as a year ago, it's only because now the power of attorney is active now. The stones in front of my house are in the same place they were a year ago because, you know, it stays where it stays. But things that are b'shlichus, things that have to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, need to be a constant ratzon. So this chiddush of Mechad Shul Chon Tamid is another way of expressing the word an ongoing ratzon, constant ratzon, because that's what the Metzius demands. Akapanim, Negei HaShavuos. So, you know, getting the Torah, we actually didn't get the Torah on Shavuos. What did happen was, we became the Tosei Torah. We became the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu charged with the Torah. Being charged with the Torah means we have the abilities to carry it out, and we're empowered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we do it, we're doing something b'shlichus of Shemayim, and it's a whole different world. The Gadol HaMetzuv Oisa means I'm laying another brick Tikkun Olam, as opposed to the person who's Ein Mitzvah Vaisa, says Maisim are personal Maisim, they're wonderful Maisim, but they cannot be affecting the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give him that schus, that charge. I thought we should be zeichet to be mekabel Torah, the Tzura Shlema. We should be roy each and every one of us in what we do. We should be roy to bring out that nekud in the Bria. Okay, I'm good.